Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we are talking to Momentum's Mark Allgaard about the science behind building a branch. So check it out. You won't want to miss this one. We're talking about kind of like the evolution of the branch today, and this is what you guys are all about. And before we dive in, give us a quick 411 on what Momentum is all about.
Yeah, Momentum, we are a plan, design, build firm. We are based out of Seattle and Pittsburgh, and we work with credit union partners around the country to help them plan the use for a facility and design that facility and then deliver it and put it into place. So our philosophy really is based in making sure that we understand really well what a successful outcome looks like for one of our clients. So we know that when they invest this money into a building, that it's they're confident that it's going to be able to actually yield a return, which is typically described in some sort of a strategic objective, delivering on some strategic objective.
Right on. Yeah, I was looking at your website. You guys do some pretty darn fine work. It's good looking stuff there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
So let's jump right into it. I mean, obviously, branch, the brick and mortar branch has been kind of at the hub of a big issue the past few years because, as we all know, branches are kind of I don't want to say they're dying off, but they're just kind of being consolidated, maybe shrunken a little bit. I mean, so what's the state of the branch these days? Because you guys are right there in the mix of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that I was chatting with the president of our company about this a few minutes ago, and he's been in the branch design delivery world for 20 years, and it's the same question that we were hearing 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, the answer, I think, has changed quite a bit. So, I mean, if you kind of look at the big picture, our clients, on the whole, are looking to achieve growth and higher levels of profitability in the market. And they understand still that the branch does play a large role in that strategy. And so I think today the buzz is really about mobile and online.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we look at it, that really is today's conversation. Online is a tool, mobile is a tool, the branch is a tool. These are all tools. They're the what, so to speak, to achieve some sort of a business objective. So I think what we're really hearing now is our credit union clients kind of take the conversation to the next level. So trying to understand how all these things can truly come together and deliver on higher levels of more meaningful member experiences, more value for the members. So that means access to the right products, advice on what you need in your financial life, and really aggregating value around their products and services so that the member really looks to the credit union, as a sole source for their financial, experience in life.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a video white paper for the folks at the CUNA Councils last year on the evolution of the branch. And it seems like from what I got through all my interviews and stuff, I mean, it's the evolution of the branch right now. It's not like it's going to die and never be around. I mean, credit unions are always going to have some sort of footprint out there so people can see it. I mean, that's just a fact of life, a fact of business in this industry. But it's evolving into more of a retail consultative environment as opposed to a transaction environment. Is that what you're finding as well?
Absolutely, 100% across the board, that is the case. Okay. So we're certainly seeing our clients, their average branch size shift and get smaller. And I think a part of that is a realization that it's not just taking a larger branch with the same number of staff and the same ways of operating and trying to squeeze it into a smaller space. It just really does not work.
Right.
I think a while back, a lot of organizations may have tried that approach, but it's really more about a different way of doing business. I think one really common characteristic is the office space. You know, with technology now, the workers in the branch can be much more mobile. They can share spaces. They don't need to sit in an office. In fact, people are more comfortable having a conversation with someone in a little more casual environment, much like a coffee shop. So maybe at a small round table, maybe a lounge area within the branch, as opposed to needing to sit across a desk from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, with technology, people just the staff just does not have the need to have paper hard copy resources at their fingertips. So we're all on the laptop. Mm-hmm. There's really no need for each individual staff member to have their own private space.
Yep.
I think along with that, people are recognizing that they can have dual purpose to spaces. It's more efficient. Real estate's expensive. So they can use a private office, so to speak, for advisory services. They can also have it set up so it works as a video conference area.
Yeah.
The branch staff can have staff meetings in there. They can connect with the home office via a video, much like we're doing here today.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are pretty common characteristics. Third, the way transactions are happening is completely different in these branches. I think overall, a stat that I read recently is that people are becoming, with their primary financial institution, they're actually engaging in more transactions with them, not less. And that's not necessarily within the branches through all the different channels, mobile, online, whatever it may be. But the objective in this expensive real estate footprint is to not have your staff overwhelmed with conducting rote transactions. So you see those transactions moving more into self-service through an enhanced capability ATM, perhaps. You're seeing the traditional teller line break down even further to becoming much less of an object of a focal point of the branch, mm-hmm. and being just one small piece of an overall mix of tools, so to speak, for the transactions to take place.
Right.
Branch.
Yeah, I've heard of like the cashless branch, except for the ATM, of course, but like the cashless branch where, you know, the teller, there's no teller lines and there's the tellers walking around with the iPads and that type of stuff and helping in the full self-service environment type of stuff. Seems like the big trend right now.
Right. Truly in just the last year, I've seen our partners be willing to actually step all the way to that extreme and really require the members to get their cash through the automated services in the branch. In the past, there was a lot of reluctance towards that. They considered the self-service elements to be a choice or something that enhanced the member experience, mm-hmm. but they still had the teller line. And what would happen is then the members would still use the individual employees for that one-on-one transaction. Mm-hmm. Well, for example, we have a client that we've spoken with in Las Vegas where there was so much cash from the gaming employees going through the branch,
mm-hmm.
that they finally decided, that's it. We're going to have these automated stations in the branch. The member must use those for getting and depositing all this cash,
mm-hmm.
for their daily work. And our advisors will be there in the branch to assist them in that if they need it. But otherwise, they're there for the higher level conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I can pretty much do just about any type of transaction on this guy right here,
Right.
So, but I still like going into the branch. I mean, actually, I'm like one of the few, the proud, that I like going to the branch and talking to the tellers or talking to the branch manager, whom I have a good relationship with now. It's kind of a cool thing. And so they help us out if there's any type of issue or whatever. Man, they're Johnny on the spot helping us out. So that's a good thing to develop those personal relationships as well.
Right, absolutely. And that's a place that credit unions have known for a long time, a place of differentiation between them and the larger, national retail banks.
Yeah.
Their ability to really connect on a one-on-one level with people they know, in membership.
Yep. Yeah. So, if there's any, this just kind of popped into my head because through this, although it's fantastic for mobile remote deposit capture and transferring money back and forth and stuff, but since we have gained this great relationship with the branch manager and all the people within the branch as well, if there's any discrepancy in our account, if there's some sort of overdraft fee or something that's like, hey, wait a minute, that we question, they're more than happy to wipe it out because they know us.
Absolutely.
They know, we go in there and say, hey, how's it going? We know each other's families, that whole nine yards. So it behooves the member to actually kind of get to know their branch manager or teller or whatever, because they can do some favors for them.
And my guest would tell me that staff member is very well trained and understands truly that by waiving that fee that they are deepening that relationship with you. And that that's much more valuable than collecting the $15 or $25 fee.
And because of that, I've opened up yet another account there, another business account there. So they're like, yay. So all that stuff, it all works. It's all kind of reciprocity, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.